USA News, I'm Lance Pry.
The tide has turned. The free men of the world are marching together to victory. I have full confidence in your courage, devotion to duty, and skill in battle. We will accept nothing less than full victory.
79 years ago today, Dwight D. Eisenhower gave the order to take the war to Europe and repel Nazi Germany forces. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is going to be in New Hampshire tonight to launch his second bid for the White House. Christie is set to appear at a town hall meeting at St. Anselm College and announce he is seeking the Republican nomination in 2024. Christie previously ran for president in 2016, but later dropped out. The Biden administration is pressing Saudi Arabia to lift travel bans on some U.S. Saudi citizens as Secretary of State Anthony Blinken visits the kingdom starting today. Blinken is expected to meet with top Saudi officials, including Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. This will be Washington's second recent high-level visit. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan traveled to Saudi Arabia 1 month ago. In Newport News, Virginia, the mother of a six-year-old boy who shot his teacher is facing federal charges. Deja Taylor is charged with being an unlawful user of a controlled substance in possession of a firearm and making a false statement during the purchase of a firearm. You might remember back in January, her son shot his first-grade teacher inside her classroom. Taylor's attorney said that she plans to plead guilty to the new federal charges. Microsoft will pay $20 million to settle charges that the company illegally collected personal data from children. The Federal Trade Commission announced the settlement after accusing the tech company of taking information from kids who signed up for Xbox gaming accounts without getting parental consent. Microsoft will have to put stronger protections in place as part of the settlement. USA News.
We hear that a lot at ChickenDinnerCasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sportsbook and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryne Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing ChickenDinnerCasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
ChickenDinnerCasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner! Like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. That's ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
A suburban Salt Lake City parent has done a bit of a turnaround when it comes to his local school district banning some books for kids.
The parent followed the procedure set up by the Davis School District to flag a book it should consider banning, noting the objectionable material. The parent found a book filled with sin, like adultery and violence, and the district agreed. So it's removed the Holy Bible from elementary and middle schools while keeping it in the libraries at high schools. And now another parent has submitted for possible banning the Book of Mormon, the bedrock of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the faith of most people in Utah. I'm Richard Johnson.
Hundreds of San Diegans in California got the scare of their life. 400 residents opened their mailboxes to find letters saying they have cancer, but they actually didn't. Grail, the maker of Gallery blood tests, says their tests can detect more than 50 types of cancer, but a software glitch sent out the incorrect letters. Grail says those letters went out between May 10th and May 18th by a third-party vendor known as PWN Health. Retraction letters were sent out within 36 hours of the original cancer diagnosis letters. San Diego company Illumina owns Grail. Apple has unveiled its new $3,500 Vision Pro virtual reality headset. The company made the announcement yesterday at its Worldwide Developers Conference event in California. Lance Pry, USA News.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.